don't know him, my name's John Oliver. Graduated from Kenny in 1985, proud of it. Went through this high school, we're talking about we need these dollars for it to repair. I mean, I get it, there's ongoing problem with building, been construction for 30 years, and currently my company is working on the vocational school renovation, so I get it. But also get that we're in some troubling times financially, and I'm talking about my company, my employees, and a lot of other citizens in Tree County. We cannot withstand another tax increase. Some other folks here said some good points about this. We need to kick the can down the road a little way. I get it. I don't mind paying my fair share, and I do. I own 50 rental properties in this county, so I pay probably more than my fair share. Taxes goes up, the rent's going to go up on my property because I have to. That business needs to continue to end and give people decent homes to live in. That's what we strive for with our construction company and our rental properties. So this is a serious thing across the board. I feel like it's been taken a little bit lightly. I think maybe the way it was proposed was, and the timing has been planned, very, very, you know, planned out. Kentucky Board Association, that you guys are a member of, did some excellent training on how to push this 5% tax through. Anybody can look that up online, you can see about that. I got a statement here, I'll read, covers a lot of that, but it's basically the same thing. 2 days after the election, the school board members, they announced a tax increase. You guys know that. If tax rates were left alone, taxpayers would have seen a small decrease in taxes, roughly 4% decrease. Instead, the school board proposes what would be almost a 12% increase over the compensating rate that allows for increased values of property, like has been mentioned. Taking the compensating rate, we collect $374,000 more than what was collected in 2022. With the new proposal, we collect $1,040,000 more than with a roughly 12% increase on taxpayers. I say no to tax increase. Enough's enough. Right now, we need the school to live within their budget. That's what we're all having to do, and the citizens in this county. No one can afford a tax increase in these financial times. Thank y'all for your time.